Africa loses status as a continent. 25 August 2006, this is Reverend Simulator for On News. Washington, D.C. CEOs have voted to strip Africa of its status as a continent. About 2,500 business executives and media moguls meeting in Washington have adopted historic new guidelines that see the large, densely populated continent demoted to a secondary category. The state-sanctioned criminals said Africa failed to dominate the American news media in the same way as other continents. The corporate decisions means many textbooks will now have to describe an Earth with just six continents that anyone cares about. Africa, which was discovered in 1985 by Irish rockers Bob Geldof and Bono, will soon be referred to as an incontinent. There is a recognition that the demotion is likely to have no effect on the public, most of whom have forgotten about the X-continent by March of 1986. Bono, U2's frontman, and whore Angelina Jolie are reportedly the last two people on Earth who care about Africa, though Ziggy Marley is dimly aware of the existence of the Dark Continent. Quote, "I have a slight tear in my eye today, yes, but at the end of the day we have to describe this planet as we would like it to be, not as it really is," unquote, said Apple's Steve Jobs, chair of the CEO panel that has been working over the recent months to define the term continent. The need for the strict definition was deemed necessary after a new U2-themed iPod failed to sell in early 2005. The scientists agreed that for a geographic body to qualify as a continent, it must be larger than or equal to the size of Australia, and it must be large enough that it takes on shape which cannot be made to appear like Bob Marley's face and dreadlocks on bootleg and licensed T-shirts, and it must be mentioned daily by Access Hollywood as a place visited by celebrities besides Angelina Jolie, Bono, or any Rastafarian. Africans, meanwhile, too busy trying to eke out a meager income while living in a subsistence economy dominated by kleptocratic elite, were not available for comment, largely due to the fact that I'm refusing to go there. I mean, they've got AIDS, tsetse flies, malaria. It's just a horrible place. I can't even believe I wrote this article. Simulator for On News. Bear in mind the I is not me in the article. Thank you for suffering.